Oh, howdy, Mayor Schorchenheimer. Come on right in.
There, there. My goodness, that's all it is. You starting a trunk shop here or something?
Well, it's a radio shaft here. Just the parts, that is. Ain't had a chance to put it together yet.
By golly, that ought to make a big one. Even bigger as the one Kevin Pinkley has got.
Why, has he got a big one?
Oh, yeah, it's got a fine one. He gets all kinds of distance on it. One day, he even brought in a bullfight from Mexico.
He brought in what?
A bullfight. Think of it. A bullfight right here in this living room.
Yes, well, I bet Mrs. Pinkley gave him tarnation when she found out about it. She's pretty darn persnickety about getting her house all messed up.
He didn't bring in a real bullfight.
Oh, it was just an imitation bullfight, sir.
Nine. It was a broadcast of a bullfight from Mexico, where the fellas was fighting bulls. They talk Spanish.
Shakes. That'd be something to hear, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I should say so.
I never heard a bull talk Spanish.
But the bull did not speak Spanish.
He didn't?
Of course not, he.
Well, what did he speak?
What did he speak? I suppose he spoke bull. What I'm talking about is Captain Pinkley.
Oh, yes, sir. Captain Pinkley spoke Spanish.
He didn't talk Spanish.
Well, what does he talk, bull?
Sure. No, what's the use? Here, let me have a couple of cigars.
Yes, regular kind?
Yeah, those right there.
Yes, here you be, Mayor.
Thank you. I just charged it to my account. Well, there's lots of excitement around here these days, huh?
How do you mean, Mayor?
About that crazy man that escaped from the asylum about 6 months ago. They think he has been hiding around here in Collins Center.
He's more than hiding.
Well, what do you mean, Mr. Beanabottom?
Listen, Mayor. That fellow was in this store here the day before yesterday.
What? In this store?
Yes, sir. It's a fact. Came in here and said he was looking for Reb.
Yeah.
Stopped just as straight as anybody for a spell. Then all of a sudden, he comes out and says he's Napoleon.
Yeah, that's the fella. He thinks he is Napoleon.
And then he took my shirt.
Took your shirt?
Yes, sir. Took it right off my back.
Well, what did you do? What did you do about it?
Sakes alive, what could he do? I finally got him to get out of the store and be on his way.
Himmel. Don't you know there's a reward for that fella?
A reward, you say?
Sure, $1,000 reward. That fella's dangerous. They can't even walk him around.
Yes, I know. I tried to get him to sit down, but he wouldn't do it.
I mean, they can't let him walk around the country.
Well, why don't you give him a bicycle? Then he could ride.
You don't understand me yet. That man is a maniac. He's dangerous. He's crazy. He set fire to things. And steal. They can't have him at large.
They can't, eh?
Of course not.
Well, what lodge does he belong to?
Not lodge. Lodge. They can't have him loose. He's got to be locked up. As long as that fellow is put loose and allowed to run wild within the confines of our fair city of Consango, every man, woman, and child is in grave danger. Our homes may be burned over our heads. Our foot stolen. Even our lives is at stake. And so, as the mayor of this municipality, I am going to increase that reward $50, that we may have peace and safety.
Hooray! Say, Dad Burns, if you ever have a phonograph record made of that, Mayor, I'd like to buy it. Hello, Mr. this way.
How do you do, Mr. Winterbottom? How do you do, Mayor Schultenheimer?
I'm fine, thank you.
And Mayor Schultenheimer is going to put up a reward of $50 for that crazy fella.
Yeah, that man is dangerous, Professor. As long as he is allowed to run wild within the limits of our fair city, the life of every man, woman, and child is in jeopardy.
Say, Mayor, you left out that part about him burning down houses.
But you think that the situation is really that serious?
There's no question about it. That man is a dangerous maniac. Well, I must be going. Good day, gentlemen. I leave.
Goodbye, Mayor Schultenheimer.
Yes, so long, Mayor Schultenheimer. Come in again sometime. Let me hear that speech, too. Say, Professor, what do you suppose is the matter with that crazy fellow?
Why, I understand it's a paranoid case induced by cranial trauma and resulting in cerebral lesions.
Yes, that's what I thought.
But I think Mayor Schultenheimer is unduly alarmed over the matter. Merely because a man is unbalanced is no reason to believe that he's dangerous and should be locked up. Quite the contrary sometimes. Poe was unbalanced, and so was Byron, and so was Charles Lamb and De Quincey.
Yes, that's the way I look at it.
Well, I'm glad you agree with me, Mr. Winterbottom.
Yes, I think you ought to lock all them fellows up.
They can't lock them up. They...
They can't, eh?
No, certainly not.
What's the matter? Did they skip the country?
No, they're dead.
Oh, well, in that case, I'm I'm sorry I said anything about him.
Now, take a genius like Lamb, eh?
Like what, Professor?
Like Lamb, eh?
Oh, yes, yes. Lamb's one of my favorites.
Well, you don't say so. Oh, well, mine also.
Again, I like Pork just a mite better.
Well, I'm referring to the author. You know, Lamb's Tales.
Oh, yes, well, I never ate any lamb's tails. But I've had pig's feet. Now, that's a nice dish, Professor. Some pickled pig's feet.
I'm not talking about food. Mm. I'm talking about an author, a writer, Charles Lamb. I say, at one time, he was insane. And yet that didn't prevent his leaving great literature to posterity.
Have they found it yet?
Hmm? Found what?
Posterity. Last time I heard, it was around the corner someplace.
Posterity is the future generation. Now, as I say, although Lamb was unbalanced, he was still a great writer.
He was, yes?
Yes. Hamlet was also unbalanced. The character...
Well, who is that you say, Professor?
Hamlet. You must have seen the play, Hamlet.
No, don't seem to recollect it. What is it about?
Well, Hamlet's uncle killed Hamlet's father. So Hamlet decides to kill his uncle.
Yes.
But he makes a mistake and kills the father of his sweetheart, Polonius. So,
yes, well, I never seen it. I don't care much for them gangster plays.
But this isn't a gangster play. Hamlet is the Prince of Denmark. As I say, through a mistake, he kills old Polonius when he...
Well, where'd he shoot him first?
Shoot who?
Old Polonius.
Polonius. The man's name was Polonius. And Hamlet didn't shoot him. He stabbed him.
Mm.
Stabbed him by mistake through the portiere.
Well, is that a pretty bad place to be stabbed?
Portieres are curtains. Hamlet saw a figure behind the curtains, and thinking it was the king, drew his dagger and hurled himself at it, bending the curtain with a blade.
By doing what?
Bending the curtain. There is a cry, and Polonius falls forward. Hamlet becomes mad, and of course you know why.
Yes, certainly, because he'd have to pay for spoiling that rented curtain.
No. Hamlet became mad because he stabbed Polonius.
Hamlet become mad because he stabbed Polonius?
Yes.
Well, what about Polonius? I bet he wasn't too pleased about it, neither.
I mean, Hamlet lost his reason. He became depressed and morose. He used to wander in the graveyard. One day, he found the skulls of his old friend Yorick.
He found what?
Old Yorick. And there...
Well, just a second, Professor. I reckon you mean New Yorick.
No. Yorick. That was the man's name.
Mm.
And that's the place in the play where Hamlet recites that famous soliloquy.
What one is that, Professor?
Alas, poor Yorick.
What's that?
I said, alas, poor Yorick.
Well, never mind ask on my account. I don't give a darn, so...
Not ask. Alas. The word is alas. Alas, poor Yorick. I knew him, Horatio, a fellow of infinite wit.
With what?
With.
Yes, but who? Who was he with?
He wasn't with anyone. The line is, a fellow of infinite wit, a most excellent jest.
Guess what?
Yes, meaning joking.
Oh, yes, I see what it is now, of course. When he said that, there wasn't anybody with him at all.
Yes, that's correct.
Well, he was just joking.
I must be going. Goodbye.
Wait a minute,
Professor,
just a minute.
What is it?
If you see Mayor Schultzenheimer, you better tell him about this fellow Hamlet. Better have him locked up, too.